Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I'm working for Fox and Studio here in Vancouver, and we thought they were going to go into extra time because it didn't look like either team were going to score. Japan had, you know, they had a final effort there in the game to try to play a bending ball in behind, which is always really dangerous when you're a defender, when you're running back towards your own goal, as I would know. And Laura Bassett, bless her little heart, she's going to remember this one for a long, long time, ended up sticking her foot in the way of the ball as it was coming through. It didn't really look that dangerous, to tell you the truth. And it ricocheted, it went in the goal, and that's how the game ended. I mean, we're all just in disbelief. I mean, even the people, I picked Japan, and so did Alexi Lawless. We picked Japan to win. We couldn't even cheer because of the way the game ended. It was so anticlimactic, and you just felt so bad for Laura Bassett and for England.
There's sports reporter and former women's soccer star Heather Mitz explaining the unusual way that England was eliminated in the World Cup this past week. The women and World Cup games at the number 10 position on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview of the world of news talk radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS. Sometimes I refer to it that way. Depends on how much time I have to get it all out, because that's a big mouthful. Talk radio for the week of July 3rd. So we have all of the things on the charts for the week of the 28th of June to the 3rd of July. Happy 4th of July weekend. As usual, we're working on the top 10 talk topics. Research conducted by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. All things talk are there. So they study monitoring, actually, the talk radio shows around the country, the hosts, the programs that are on these stations. So that's how we come up with our list every week. And as we start at number 10, before the end of the hour, you'll have in your ear and in your head an example of conversation that will sort of underscore what these top 10 items are. So that's number 10, the essence of our focus on sports talk radio this weekend. The Women's World Cup is big on people's minds.
Number 9.
At number 9, having relationships with Cuba, reestablishing our ties diplomatically. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to writer Ruth Bahar, who was born in Cuba, about why she believes this is a good thing, a positive thing, a good move for us here in the United States.
Part of the reason that the Cuban Americans, former Cuban Americans, are a little suspect is, of course, the Castros are still in power. This is the same regime that we found so despicable that we wouldn't have anything to do with them, even though they were 90 miles off of our shores for decade after decade. Now, it's not Fidel, but it's the family. Mm-hmm. However, others say, well, how do you expect to ever make any progress if you don't try to put some pressure on by having some kind of relation? So there's hope, there's skepticism. There are people, particularly in Florida and in the Miami area, who will take to the streets on any kind of normalized relations with Cuba until such time as everybody is free to do everything that they are here. And that's just not happening right now in Cuba.
Right.
It's not like Cuba has changed, you know, 180 degrees. So as someone who was born in Cuba, what are your both the intellectual and emotional feelings when you see this?
Well, I feel that it's a very positive move. I definitely agree with President Obama. I much prefer the possibility of engagement and communication to our previous policy of isolation and confrontation. I think Cuba and the U.S. have a lot to learn and to give each other, and I think this is going to be a very positive move to a new future policy.
Well, what kind of influence can America have on Cuba's government and their way of life if we are a trade partner with them and are economically involved with them, other than doing what we've been doing for decades, which is if we don't like what you're doing, we're not going to be a partner with you and not trade with you?
Well, I mean, I think a lot more people will be traveling to Cuba. A lot more Americans want to go, and that's going to have an influence. Just ideas, people, goods flowing into Cuba, that's going to have a huge influence. Already lots of Cuban Americans are going to Cuba, traveling, bringing things that people need in Cuba, helping family and friends to open up small businesses in Cuba. So those are real on-the-ground changes that are truly changing people's lives, creating more opportunities, more possibilities for change. More people are traveling. Also, our former neighbors in the old building where we lived in Havana, they have a small apartment that they rent, and they have saved up, and they're actually in Miami visiting family now. It's the first time they've ever done that. So there's more and more opportunity, and I feel that people are more and more enlivened and excited about the future and just pursuing lots of creative possibilities that they couldn't before, and I think that's only going to expand.
Number eight
issue on the countdown, focusing on this foolishness with the Confederate flag. I say that as a pejorative because I think the people that are holding on to the ideas that are connected to the Connecticut flag need to have a little personal adjustment, if you know what I mean. Here are hosts Phil Ciancola and Reggie Russo talking about the latest victim of the Confederate flag controversy, the television show The Dukes of Hazzard.
No more Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old
TV Land got rid of it.
Never mean it no harm.
Confederate flag right on top of the general. I always felt as a car guy, and at my age, the 69 Charger was like one of the cars, you know, that boys lusted for my age. And the general,
General Lee.
But they had a Confederate flag painted on the top of the car.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of curious, is it Auto Trader that they do the ads for right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Are they going to pull those too, or are they selling the car because of the Confederate flag?
I thought I read something where they were kind of digitizing, photoshopping it out.
You know,
actually,
I don't remember
recutting
actually seeing the
I don't think you do.
On the ad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you see the top.
Yeah.
And then they drive out in a Corvette, the same orange color, a new, they got yeah. themselves, they traded off. TV Land rather quietly removed the Dukes of Hazzard from programming yesterday with the controversy over the Confederate flag continuing to simmer in the pot. They had been airing twice daily. Is that twice in one day?
Well,
now bonanza in its place. As much as I don't like the Confederate flag, and I come down on the side of let's get rid of it, put it in a museum, it stands for something dark in the past, and let's just move on. As much as I feel that way about the flag, I feel this is a bit of an overreaction on the part of TV Land.
I do too. I mean,
it's just on the car. It's not like
the Dukes of Hazzard were like, hey, let's talk about the Confederate flag for this part of the episode.
Secession and yeah. slaves.
Yeah. yeah. I could see if they say, let's ban the movie, but that's just because it's so bad. The TV show, come on.
An online petition has been launched by fans now arguing the series was about family values, fighting corruption, helping friends, neighbors, and even strangers, no matter what color they were.
All right, so we've got already a good start, a good bite on the list from number 10 to number 9 to number 8. How do you feel about the Confederate flag issue? You can always send me email. It's doug@dougstefan.com. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Americans gobble down over 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July. That's according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. But there is a way to shake it up for your barbecue. Chef Michael Love has a fresh take on drinks.
I know just tart cherry juice sounds like a drink, but I actually use it to dress salads, and just cranberry juice makes an amazing smoothie. Even better is they have no additional sweeteners or artificial coloring.
And while you're grilling it up, you don't need to take your phone out. The latest, the LG Watch or Bane.
Not only can I track my fitness, but I get all my notifications right to my wrist. Customize it with a gold or silver finish and interchangeable watch bands. It even has 18 different watch faces.
For cleanup and prep for those barbecue crowds, spiff it up with the right spray cleaners.
My favorites are sprays from CLR, one for stainless steel that is great on grease and it works wonders. CLR's patio furniture cleaner sprays out dirt in seconds.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Number 7.
The number 7 item this week on the Talk Radio Review is a focus on Greece and their debt crisis there. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, I talked to Jessica Menton, who is from the International Business Times, about the situation monetarily in Greece and how they got to the point where they are and what's likely to happen next.
Greece did default on their debt. And the most recent news out of that is Greece is actually willing to concede ground in discussions with its creditors. It sent a letter to them overnight. And now there's going to be another meeting today, even though they already defaulted the previous day. And they're going to talk about new proposals of what they could do. But I think it got to this point basically because of a situation of who's going to blink first, the creditors or Greece. And that's where we're at right now.
So when we talk about creditors, you and I, if we borrow money for a house, the bank's our creditor. You buy a car, the car company is the creditor. You have a credit card, the bank is the creditor. So who are the who loans money? Normally, when we think about a government, we think about it almost being the source of its own money through taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So where does the country, Greece is the example here, where do they go to get their money? Who are the creditors?
So basically, they're actually getting this money from a lot of the other countries that are in the Eurozone, and it's known as the Troika. So you have three different bodies. It's the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Commission, and that's where they're getting this money from. And they owed the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion yesterday, and they did not pay that. And originally, they were supposed to pay over 4 installment plans in June, and they decided to bundle them all together at the end of the month. And that was already a clear sign that they probably didn't have the money to pay, and that's why we got to that point yesterday. So they didn't have the money, and they've also been putting out different capital controls on Greek citizens where they can only go to the ATMs and take out about $60 a day, and that's not very much.
No.
That's a definitely scary thing if you're a Greek citizen and you can't take out money and you have family.
Will they lose the ability to use the euro? Do they have to go back to their own currency, bitcoins or something? What do they do now?
That's a great question. And something that a lot of people don't realize, there are a few countries like Montenegro and Kosovo that actually use the euro, but they're not in the Eurozone and they're not in the European Union. So it's actually quite possible that Greece could end up leaving the Eurozone and still end up using the euro as their currency. But then there's also this concern, do they go back to the drachmas? It's the drachma part two,
right. Yeah.
Their previous currency. But I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. They could end up keeping the euro.
Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week. This is the 4th of July weekend, and it seems that there have been a number of terror threats, or at least that's what we're being told by the so-called authorities, whoever they are and whatever this means. It sounds like more malarkey to me, but let's listen to talk host Gary Rivers and Pam Cook talk to national security expert Joshua Katz about why these terror alerts are different than may have been the case with previous warnings.
We're a little queasy about July 4th holiday coming up now. This is no routine terror alert, is it?
It's not. It's really out of an abundance of caution. And I think we need to remain vigilant. Is an attack going to happen on the 4th of July? Probably not, because of our heightened state of security, our vigilance in the public. But also, it's not the easiest time for them to hit us. They're going to want to hit us when we're really not looking. So I think the 4th of July, we're probably not going to see anything, but it's the time around the 4th of July where we have lowered our guard, where we are a lot more susceptible.
So talk a little bit about those times. I mean, are you talking immediately around the 4th of July or just on a day-to-day, the week before, the week after, summertime in general?
Yeah, ISIS especially here, because this threat comes out of ISIS, and ISIS has issued a couple of statements over the last couple of months and the last couple of weeks, which says that they want their supporters to stay at their home countries and to attack us and to especially attack us on major national holidays.
All right, so they're
the problem,
actually, go ahead.
They're asking people to do this, and their supporters are very, very hardcore. And these are the ones that the FBI sort of hasn't really been watching very vigilantly until recently, and they're kind of behind the power curve on that. But we need to remain vigilant, yes, all the time, but especially around the weeks before, the week after, really remain vigilant, because those are the times, not on the day, but the day after, the day before, where it affects the holiday and affects our mentality. And that's what they're trying to do.
Now, the FBI has made several more arrests with ISIS-related people in the last month, haven't they?
They have, and they have ongoing investigations into ISIS supporters, at least two in every state in the nation right now. But this problem, and the FBI Director Comey has even said it, they don't know the full breadth of the problem. That's the scary part.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we're anxiously waiting for a great holiday weekend, and hopefully just folks remain vigilant. What can we do? Just look out, and if we see anything suspicious, report it?
Absolutely, but we also need to discuss what that suspicious looks like, because we've been talking about it for, you know, a generation, yet most people have no idea what it means. And so look for things that are abnormal. People with heavy coats when it's 100 degrees outside. If you're inside and it's cool and you see people sweating or being really, really nervous, those are things that, you know, you should bring to the attention of security professionals. It's not saying that, hey, that guy's a terrorist. That's not it. It's saying that there's some behavior that's a little suspicious, and I'd like to talk to you about it. And let the law enforcement community deal with it.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Don't you get tired of listening to all of that stuff? It is something that people are talking about, but do they talk about it with credibility? Is there credibility attached to all of this stuff? We've heard it before, and the first time maybe we don't pay attention will be the time that there's...
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You think I should know better after having done this program for, what, 12 years? Where the jingle starts and where I need to be quiet. But you know, sometimes the mind drifts. As we look at this list of stories for the week, I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. We've already done half of the top 10 at number 10, the soccer and sports world, basically focused on that. And a lot of baseball news and conversation as well on the sports talk stations. At number 9, one of the things that I find interesting is all of the hoopla about things as the focus on one part of the country becomes so important, and that's really South Florida and the folks there trying to keep us from reestablishing our ties with Cuba, which is the number 9 item this week. I think it's a terrific thing and is long overdue. Number 8, the Confederate flag issue. Number 7, the situation in Greece with the debt crisis. Number 6, terrorist threats for the 4th of July. So that brings us around to the second half of the countdown, starting with number 5.
Number 5.
The folks at British Petroleum, BP Oil, and the settlement that was announced this week. How much money are these various areas going to get? Here's host Matt Murphy, along with Chuck Dean, talking to Alabama Governor Robert Bentley about the settlement that was put on the table this week over the oil spill. Remember that from the Gulf of Mexico? It was 5 years ago.
Some big news, a long time coming, 5 years coming after the disastrous oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Just walk us through the announcement.
We negotiated with BP out of strength. We were going to bring the first trial. We filed the first lawsuit. We were going to bring the first trial to Alabama. So when you negotiate with a company like BP, you have to negotiate out of strength, not out of weakness. And because Alabama was so organized, so strong, that's the reason we were able to secure $2.3 billion in damage claims. And so it's really major for the state. It's so much more than than a lot of people thought that we would be able to secure.
Governor, how much flexibility do you have on this money going forward over the next 15, 18 years as to how it's used and where you put it and how it's budgeted, that kind of thing?
Chuck, the money that comes in, it will be $1 billion, will go to economic damages for the entire state. So that'll come to the coffers of the state. And any unearmarked money that comes into the state goes directly to the general fund. Even though a lot of this was income tax, sales tax, this type thing, the money, when it comes in, will go to the general fund. That will be paid out over an 18-year period. And so the other money, the $1.3 billion, some of it we've already received, not completely, but it's already been paid out to funds like the National Fish and Wildlife Federation Group, you know, for the criminal fines and penalties. But most of it will go into the Restore Act organization down in Mobile and Baldwin County. So 1.3 will go to those two counties and the offshore. The other $1 billion will all come to the state for the damages that occurred related to the state of Alabama.
And this will do almost nothing to ease the crisis you're facing.
Yeah, the current general fund crisis comes to mind. Speak to that, Governor.
Okay, no, it will help. I mean, certainly it will help, but it is not enough to solve the problems of the state, and I don't want anyone to think that it will. We probably need legitimately to pay back debts and to make things work, even on a level field compared to last year. We need close to $400 million, but that's to pay back debts also,
right.
and to shift money over and this sort of thing. So that's about 12.5% of what we really need. Now, will it help? Yes, it'll help every year because this money will come directly to the general fund every year for the next 18 years.
Number four
item on the list of the top 10 talk topics this week, Mrs. Clinton and the ongoing email investigation. Well, I think it's about time for us to dust this off and put it away. Here's host Terry Miners talking to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about Mrs. Clinton continuing to control which emails people get to see.
Isn't this a slap in the face to people? She was the state Secretary of State and had all these emails doing business on a private email server. Now we see more and more that she's been able to determine what we get to see. Isn't this out of bounds for someone who wants to be president of the United States?
Well, I certainly don't think she's handling it particularly well. The drip, drip, drip has been very frustrating to those of us who, you know, think that she may be our candidate and that we'd rather not have all of this anxiety hanging out there. You know, what's next? And the next. On the other hand, it doesn't seem to be hurting her politically. That's kind of, it's kind of like the Clintons. Everybody expects kind of baggage with the Clintons, and therefore they just kind of bite it off. Yeah, that, you know, that's Bill, that's Hillary, but people still are able to separate those issues from their competence as public officials. It's very strange with them, but to a certain extent, they are both Teflon. I don't think Hillary has the same degree level of or depth of Teflon as Bill does, but yes, it'd be much better if she just came forward with all of them, said, you know, this is it, go to it.
Do you feel, though, as a Democrat, it would be nice to have a couple of more candidates? We know there's 14, at least 14 on the Republican side. A few more candidates, maybe younger people, to just get into this before the primary, just so we can get some other ideas bounced around.
Well, I certainly think, you know, early on, well, I shouldn't say early on, we're still a little bit early on. Several months ago, I said it would be good because then Hillary will not be able to kind of finesse a lot of difficult situations. She'll have to actually tell people where she is. I think she's actually been pretty forthcoming over the last few months in telling people what she believes and the positions that I think have actually energized Democrats across the country. But I think the value of having some younger, newer, fresher candidates in the primary is, first of all, one could emerge as the vice presidential candidate. Secondly, we need to develop more of a bench in the Democratic Party. We don't have a lot of people who are out there as potential presidents, vice presidents, and so forth.
Number three
item on the countdown this week, the Supreme Court rulings. Here's host Kim Kerrigan talking to Sylvan Bruni, who is the president of Boston Pride, about the impact of the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage.
So let's talk about the impact, because, it doesn't change things here in Massachusetts all that much, does it?
That is correct. I mean, we've had marriage equality here since 2004. I think where it changes is, you know, help with federal taxes, of course, but also for couples who wish to relocate. Now, a couple that is that has been married in Massachusetts, actually, when they go to another state, their marriage would be fully recognized, when that was not the case necessarily, depending on the state, before the decision of Friday.
The argument, of course, for those who are opposed to this is that states should be the ones to make this decision.
Right. Well, and the Supreme Court made a decision, so there is not very much I can say beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fact, though, that the Texas AG coming out and saying the county clerks can refuse gay couples. That's the kind of battle that this ruling is still facing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, we've seen that with other in other states in 2014. Last year, you know, many states, you know, got marriage equality one way or another, and there were still some resistance at some levels of, you know, administrative levels. But I think little by little you will see that everybody will endorse, let's say, marriage equality, and recognize that it's about the dignity of every couple in this country, and accept that people can get married no matter what their gender is.
So there will be legal battles, though. These states that don't recognize or didn't prior to this ruling recognize same-sex marriage will be taken to court, will they not?
Well, I can't speculate on that. I'm not a legal expert, and, you know, I will leave that to other analysts. I just think that the public opinion will do the rest.
Mm-hmm. Some of the battles, though, that will still be coming, obtaining federal, state, and local legal protections in employment, housing, in commerce, and those kinds of things. Are those issues that you're concerned about?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, in the LGBT community, there has been a lot said since Friday about the fact that marriage equality is great, and obviously it's a huge step forward, but we cannot forget that there are a lot of other things that still need to happen. You know, protection for trans people of color, for example, that have been particularly under attack this year since the beginning of 2015. Over a dozen of trans women of color, for example, have been murdered.
All right, so up next to number two, you'll be happy to know it's pretty much about all things the Donald. That's next here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Strike two, bases loaded.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Strike 2, bases loaded.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
It's been 10 years since the Allstate Foundation launched its Teen Safe Driving Program. Allstate Executive Vice President of Product Operation, Steve Sorensen.
Since 2005, the Allstate Foundation's Teen Safe Driving Program has contributed to a 48% reduction in teen fatalities, and we'd like to see that number get lower.
As they embark on the next 10 years, the foundation took a look at the current attitudes and behaviors of teen drivers.
We found that teens are more aware of the risks that they face on the road, but it hasn't necessarily led to a change in their behavior and how they drive.
For instance, teens admit driving with passengers is distracting. Still, 93% say they do it. 60% admit using a phone while driving, and 45% admit they've driven under the influence. So what is the best way to keep our kids safe?
Teens tell us that the parents are the number one influencer in terms of how they drive. So put the seatbelt on. Follow the speed limit when you're driving. And limit the distraction. So limit the number of kids that are in the car with your teen and tell them to put the technology down.
For more tips, go to allstatefoundation.org.
Number two.
For us to get to number two, the number two item this week has to do with Donald Trump. Here our host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to legal analyst Richard Barnes about Donald Trump launching a lawsuit against Univision and how that may impact his presidential desires.
How do you see this? Trump claims his First Amendment rights were violated when the company declined to air his Miss USA pageant.
Yeah, Susan, I did review the complaint that Mr. Trump filed in the state Supreme Court in New York, and he's alleging really three causes of action. He's alleging a breach of contract by Univision. He's also alleging that Univision intentionally interfered with his contractual relationship with NBC as a consequence of pulling the broadcast. He's also alleging defamation, and I think that's more the First Amendment issue. He's claiming that the statements they made in response to his statements were defamatory, that they were false, and that they have damaged his reputation.
Well, Richard, let me ask you this. As he fights this backlash in the courts now, this is obviously going to be a major distraction to his campaign for the Republican nomination for president. As his case heads into the courts, as we suspect it might, will Trump have to appear in person, or can his lawyers do it for him so that he can be free to do his damage control and keep on campaigning?
Well, that's a good question, John. A lawsuit like this is quite complicated, as you might imagine. These are sophisticated parties and probably very sophisticated contracts. So this, if it's going to continue, is going to be a long and protracted litigation process. Mr. Trump probably would not have to be actively involved in it other than conferring with his attorneys until at some point he would have to be subjected to a deposition. And that could be years from now, depending on how the pace of this goes. And often they don't go very fast when they're complicated matters like this.
Well, Richard, what kind of a case does he have, especially on the defamation point?
Well, defamation for someone like Mr. Trump is a very difficult thing to prove. He is, by definition, a public figure. And it's not enough for him to prove that these statements were, number one, false, and number one, supposedly damaged his reputation. He has to show that it was done with malice, that the intent was to damage his reputation, and that's a pretty tough standard based on what I understand Univision's comments were about his comments. So I think it's a tough case.
Aside from the Univision scenario, Macy's department stores is now deciding they are not going to carry his line of clothing anymore. Now, can they do this arbitrarily? Would he have had a contract with the store that might have had some complicated language in the contract allowing the store to do this if he did something to embarrass them, like these immigration remarks?
Yes, John, and again, I'm not privy to the details of those contracts, but these are sophisticated parties who enter into these kind of business relationships, and most of the time there would be some clause that would allow one party or the other to kind of opt out of it if the other party of the contract has done either actions or made statements that they view as detrimental to either them or the business enterprise, and I think that's what Macy's is probably relying on. I'm sure that's what Univision is relying on, and that'll be the battleground, the interpretation of that. We get to get out of this because of what you said.
Meanwhile, Hispanic leaders this week warning of harm to Republican White House hopefuls unless the party's presidential contenders do more to condemn what Donald Trump has said. He will not apologize for calling Mexican immigrants rapists and drug dealers. So there is that. Number one. You'll be interested to know it's more about politics up next here on this week's Countdown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Some people complain that I often throw in my 2 cents worth. That is my opinion when it comes to reporting on these stories. So you won't mind. And even if you do, send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com, when I throw in my 2 cents about some of the things that come out when it regards politics, especially. This week, number one, the presidential list grows with Chris Christie, yawn, who cares, entering the race. How many people really are excited about Christie getting into it? Here are our hosts, Jane Foy and Rick Daniels, talking to newsman Stephen Portnoy about a poll that finds 55% of Republican voters say they would never vote for Governor Christie.
The whole Bridgegate scandal will probably pop up, but what is it about Christie besides that scandal that would keep 55% of Republicans voting for him?
Well, to be honest, I think it's what he and his supporters see as his best attribute, and that is his brash style, his telling it like it is style. It just does not play well in parts of the Midwest and South where core conservatives, social conservatives, just don't see in Chris Christie what voters here in New Jersey see in Chris Christie and have twice elected him to office based on that straight-talking tell-it-like-it-is style. Chris Christie is going directly to New Hampshire immediately after his announcement here in New Jersey. He's going to spend the next 5 days there. And really, he's putting all of his eggs in the New Hampshire basket. If he doesn't perform well in New Hampshire, it's hard to see how he has a path to the nomination, which also, of course, runs through Iowa and South Carolina before it gets to Florida. And Chris Christie and his advisors know that if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire, he will be the Rudy Giuliani of this race.
All right. Heard that this morning, various places. You're saying it. All the political experts saying it. If he doesn't perform well in New Hampshire, then, you know, it's over. How are we gauging this? New Hampshire doesn't have anything coming up anytime soon, do they, like any vote or anything?
Well, in about, I don't know, 7 months or so, but
right.
Not before that.
But, I mean, it's not like he needs to head there on the bus this afternoon and win New Hampshire.
You know, a smarter guy than me, our CBS News senior political editor, Steve Chigaris, mentioned to me yesterday at a talk that this is the strategy John McCain had in 2008. And at this point in 2008, everybody was talking, or I should say 2007, everybody was talking about how John McCain had a staff shakeup, had money problems. He was, you know, the great hope, but you know what? It just passed him by. And he had town hall meeting after town hall meeting in New Hampshire, and he wound up winning the primary and winning the nomination. And ultimately, that's going to be Chris Christie's strategy to repeat that. If he can do it, there's truly a path.
All right, more on presidential prospects this week. Host Linda Lopez talking to political analyst Steve Chigaris about what happens if Christie can somehow win in New Hampshire.
Let's say he wins New Hampshire. How does he then convince the rest of the country that he should win?
That's a very good question. I mean, and it's a stretch to even suggest that he could win New Hampshire at this point, or anybody could win New Hampshire at this point. This race right now, if you look at the polls, there's no front runner. There's going to be 16 Republican candidates when we're all said and done here. And I think what we're going to see in the first few states, if this sort of continues the way it's going, is you may have several winners in Iowa and several winners in New Hampshire, and so he may be bunched up if he does well with a couple of other candidates like Jeb Bush or even John Kasich from Ohio or Scott Walker or Marco Rubio or others. And so coming out of New Hampshire, then it's about getting more delegates and winning in states in hard states like Florida down south and convincing folks that convincing Republicans that he's the right person to take on Hillary Clinton this fall. He's going to be again up against more than a dozen people to try to make that argument. I think you saw a little bit in his speech of him going after Hillary Clinton directly, going after Barack Obama's leadership directly, and saying that he, as the straight talker in this race, and as the doer in this race, is somebody that can be successful in Washington.
Yeah, as you just mentioned in his announcement, he's sort of also betting the farm on his telling it like it is style. Any chance that's not going to play well in the rest of the country?
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, he has his issues within the Republican Party to begin with. If you look at polling, the two sort of worst polling candidates in terms of whether Republicans would support them for president are Chris Christie and Donald Trump. And I think you can see some similarities in the two in terms of their brash, tell-it-like-it-is style. I think Christie's a little bit more refined than Donald Trump is. But what's interesting about Christie, I think you saw a little bit of it during his speech, is that he does have a personal touch and the way he communicates, talking about his upbringing, talking about how he dealt with his parents and dealt with his high school, and he adds a bit more personal touch to this than, say, somebody like Donald Trump. So while he does come across as brash and straight-talking, I think there's a part of him that if he plays his cards right and doesn't fly off the handle, which he's done in the past a couple of times, he can make it look like he's a little bit more, has a little bit more empathy than the average candidate.
This has been the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.